62, you're like 5-6 Birmingham Engine 101, Engine 5-1 Zimmer Tower, 10-10, Chief 1 respond. 7005 Woodski Drive, visible smoke from a lightning strike. Operator Bravo 1, Bravo 1 at Woodski 2. Tower 2 Venic Engine 82 Venic 85 Ambulance 26 respond. Air 70 to 29. Single vehicle flipped over. Operate Alpha 2 at 153. Northern Police Station 3410, Courthouse Drive, Chicago Weapon Assault. Operate Alpha 2, 153.
Tower 10, Engine 101, Paramedic 56, Battalion Chief 1, you're responding 7005 Woodscape Drive, off Guilford Road. Lightning struck the house now, visible smoke, 154.
Single family, two story, smoke showing, glazed drive box.
5-1 single, family, two story. Car trying to go to the front, starting full box 200.
I'm in box room 5-62, 7005 Woodscape Drive.
Parked on Hydrant in the street.
Tower 7, Primic Engine 7-1, Primic Tower 3, Engine 111, Primic 105, EMS 1, Safety 1, respond, 7005, Woodscape Drive, upgrade to rebuilding fire, operate on Bravo 1, Bravo 1, 202.
Tower 10, 202.
Bravo 12, second engine.
No answers here.
Good.
You can run it back. You use the pull and one on the electric from the back. The other talked to the other, and he said must have. Heavy smoke was in the basement area.
Battalion 1's direct. Battalion 1's at Howard. On location, confirming a large, two-story single family. Do have visible smoke showing. Could be committing an offensive strategy. Have the command.
On location with command at 204.
Command 251. You're going to have a fire attack. You're going to have yourself in Tower 10, and you're advising your operator is going to access the swimming pool for water supply.
That's good. We're on side Charlie. I think an attack from side Charlie suggests that you have the other units coming from Alpha.
And give me a report. Give me a visible report on Charlie from the basement as soon as you can.
Aid to command.
Go ahead, Aid.
We checked from the outside. See nothing from the outside. We're going to make entry through the
brass ladder access across South Charlie, as well as South Delta. We got smoke in the basement. It's pretty hazy. I'm going to assume it's finished. But again, I got smoke in the basement.
Command of the aid, all that I got was finished, and you do have a haze. But you and 51 better talking. Give me your complete 360 again.
Wing command. I've got two stories inside Charlie. I've got smoke in the basement with glass slider access. Inside Delta and South Charlie. I've got first basement. And I do have smoke emissions.
Very good. Finished basement, smoke conditions, with a slider on Charlie and Delta.
Power 10 operator to command.
Go ahead.
Chief, right to the left of the front door is a set of windows stacked. I got moderate smoke coming from the ground level.
You got moderate smoke ground level as seen from the windows at the front door. D6, do you have two out duties?
Hello,
Roger. Command. Work
surround. Side Charlie.
Last unit on side, Charlie. Repeat.
101.
101, you're advising that you are on side, Charlie, and you're with 51, is that correct?
We are outside, but we are second round, two out.
Okay, 101, you've got a second line pulled in your own chart. You're advising you've accessed the basement via the slider on side, Charlie. That's what we're going to do right
the first time. 71, Dan. I'm getting off on Great Star now. Do you need me to come into the scene or grab secondary water?
No, you have to bring second water. I believe if 101 is laid in off of Woodscape, if you can lay from Guilford into Woodscape, and I'm not even sure who we've got on your mayor of assignment, but somebody's going to have to get that hydrant at Guilford and the next street up. Go ahead and forward lay from Woodbury in. I had heard you call fire attack, but didn't hear them answer you. Do you have a message?
Yeah, I was just calling on 751. We deployed a line to the basement. We're currently exterior right there outside Charlie. Getting ready to make entry.
Hey, confirming that you're making entry with 51 from that same location with Charlie Side. Tower 10B, you're advising electric is secured? Medic 5-6, confirming your location.
5-6, IRIC, say that.
5-6, IRIC on side A. Command to all units, we do have an all clear from the occupants. Occupied times three, all clear the house. We do have an all clear.
Who's on location?
I am too. I'm going to have you assume the Troy division when you can get here and go around there.
Copy. I am too taking Charlie division.
Let's squeeze by you. Looks like it'll be our plug. Engine 111 on the scene. Fourth engine, we've got 7's line. Get there, Hydra.
Command threat. 111's got 71's line, and 71, have you made it all the way into the fire ground?
I have my driver. He is stopped at Guilford and Woodscape, so we don't have the street blocked off just yet. We have about 600 feet in Guilford right now. If you want me to continue in.
Yeah, you're going to have to continue until you connect to 101's line. 101 laid in off of Woodscape. Command 2 fire attack, engine 51. And can report.
101 man just had fire on floor number one downstairs.
One and one, you're advising you've got visible fire on floor number one on the Charlie side. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Can you hit the fire from the exterior?
We need to leave floor alone. That is the initial entrance.
When you talk the initial entrance, you're talking the alpha side, is that correct?
Yes, side Charlie.
No, you mean the initial entrance on side Charlie. One zero one. Advise which quadrant you have fire showing from. Tower 10, go ahead.
It's going to be closing to 101 and then just 501 are making entry right now. We have made access to the basement. We still have snow from floor to ceiling. I closed the door back up. Only clues you should have in on the first level entering 512.
Very well. Command 271 in truck 7. Hold. Do not make that attack.
Truck 7 is okay. 71 is correct to that.
Command's director at the 15-minute mark. Go ahead and give me the task force.
Check.
Unit calling the Mayday. Unit calling the Mayday. Go ahead.
Command, it's 101 portable A.
101A, I've got you on the Mayday. Tower 7 deploy from the Charlie side. You've got a Mayday from 101. All units hold the air. 101, go ahead with your Mayday. Command to Howard, give me the second alarm and keep mobile at 6.
Okay.
71, you're with Tower 7. 71, you're on RIT with Tower 7.
You were redeploying the long plane. I'm outside, don't have a few times on. I'll team up with Tower 7.
Command to Tower 10. Tower 10, can you advise on 51? And 101. Tower 10, you've got 101 officer. Are you out of the structure?
Question. Engine 5-1 officer.
Charlie, you come in. Priority message. Smiley is out.
Go ahead, Charlie. One of one's officer out, still looking for Flynn. That would be 101 Bravo Portable. Advise on 51's crew.
What's the call?
RIT. So from the Charlie side, he is down one level. He is on a sub-basement level. Is that correct?
He is one floor below the grade level at the front door. The only area that has exposed in that grade level is the Delta side as well as the lower part of the Charlie side.
Okay. And Charlie, can you confirm a par on 51 screw and tower 10 screw?
Smiley is the only person right now that is unaccounted for is firefighter Flynn off of 51.
And Flynn is from 101, and you have 101's officer, Lieutenant Barnhart, you have her out. And we still have contact with 51, Lieutenant McKay, and Tower 10, Lieutenant Connect.
I'm talking to Tower 10 right now. We're redeploying them to the lower structure. Looking as far.
Operator, I'm direct on that. What about the third member of 51's crew?
We'll continue in chief. Firefighter Carter has not been located by us as of yet.
You've got firefighter Carter. Return him to his crew.
You can add us to the box.
Thanks, sir. Carter 6.
Okay, firefighter Carter has come out under his own power. And he's sitting on the back deck. Commander Firefighter Carter, I want you to return engine 51 to your crew.
Hello. Who is also unaccounted for. So we have Flynn and volunteer Firefighter Taylor. Still unaccounted for. Carter is safe and out.
5-1 to command. Taylor's with me. Shifty's with me. Carter is unknown at this time. Also be advised, the doorway which is initially running in is not ready to flash.
Illinois engine 211, tower 2 respond, 95 southbound, 135 for accident injuries. We still have a vehicle off the roadway, operate Alpha 2 at 230. Squad 1, go ahead.
Yeah, we just passed that. 95 southbound, prior to 175, one vehicle off the road, but shoulder. We did not stop, and I'll go back to 5-6.
Good.
I'm not sure.
Tower Division. The initial was 51101 and Tower 10. Then Rick came around with truck 7, 71, and now send you Tower 3.
Okay.
Water's on the way. 7-1 out there.
-38 Palmer engine 351 Prince of Squad 49 to respond.
Switch
it out. Perfect. Passing the engines, operating on altitude 232.
Charlie Division, how many lines?
Power to command.
Go ahead, if urgent.
Getting the emergency identifier 101B portable should be Flynn.
Command to firefighter Flynn. Command to firefighter Flynn. Command to the Charlie Division.
Go ahead.
Can you advise on a par on Tower 10? And do you have any status update?
Tower Division 10, confirm, Tower 10 is par.
Tower Division is direct, Tower 10 and 51 are par. We've still got 71 and truck 7 deployed and Tower 3 deployed in an effort to find firefighter Flynn. You were direct, we had an emergency identifier on Flynn.
I am direct. I would also recommend getting a transport unit caught around back for when we're able to get him out. He's going to probably need medical attention.
I'm direct. EMS 1 should have that.
I'm sure they're on the lower side, not up by 51. Come around the Delta side.
Yeah, 1-5 screw and EMS 1 coming down the Delta side now.
Charge the hydraulic
pump. Relax. Choose on the
Engine A2 is currently getting the air unit and the MAB and headed that way. Also, can you confirm that the volunteer trailer was located?
Yeah, that's correct. Trailer was accounted for by Engine 51.
Camera.
Okay.
51, go ahead.
The hydraulic pump goes to pull and activate it, and I have a water source.
51 has water.
Command, Charlie signed to command, Tower 10 is re-entering, so I got Tower 10 and Tower 3 inside. Working in the basement.
You got Tower 10 and Tower 3 in the basement. Do they have a line with them?
That is correct.
And what's the status of Truck 7 and 71, the original lift?
I got the Unison 7, both truck and they're on the airline. Tower 10 is in the area, as well as Tower 3 is in the area in the search process.
Squad 6, is that you I see on the scene?
61. Three of us down here, one's getting dressed, coming out to meet us, Ronnie Apples out on deck.
hop on Bravo 6.
Bravo 6.
That's correct, and maybe from Bravo 1, Bravo 1.
Off the Bravo 6 for base, which number is that?
Sorry to come in. I've got 22 entering now as well.
Charlie Division. Engine 22, engine 91, and 61. We're coming to you, all part of RIT number 2. RIT number 2, there's 3 units. Command to RIT, Captain Love.
RIT to command.
Go ahead, RIT.
Firefighter friend. Need KMS to the tower side basement doors.
Alright, Rick, you have Firefighter Flynn, and you're on the Charlie side basement door. EMS 1, are you direct? Division Charlie, are you direct?
Yeah. I need you to go to Station 8.
All units pulled out. With Flynn found, all units pulled out. And give me a par as soon as you can.
Howard, all units evacuate. Howard, all units evacuate the scene. Authority command, 243.
Out and par. Tower 10, out and par.
All volunteers report to your stations to put equipment in service. To all volunteers, report to your station. Put units in service to 244.
And we're evacuating. I need pars on everything that went in.
Working on it. 51 is out and par.
51 out and par.
Vehicle into the crossing. There's no truck at all. It's only going to require two units, an engine, and a plane, Chief. FM Fantasy 20 Ingo to Grand Valley Alpha 2. Alpha 2, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna run.
Out of the Heisman and far.
I'm par with squad 6, and I'm par with 91. I believe that's all the units are out of the building.
Yeah, that should have been 61, not squad 6. 61, Captain Buckley, that crew is par.
Yeah, I got Buckley.
Five one
to come in.
5-1, go ahead.
Charlie side, right side. We have heavy black smoke coming out of the second floor.
That's correct. All units are fire ground. Units are par. We are going to commit to a defensive strategy. A defensive strategy. Engine 111, Lieutenant Zimmerman.
111, Zimmerman.
Confirming you are par in your location.
My operator's at the rig. I make my way down. Meet up with my firefighter. Firefighter, I'm trying to run this.
Okay, I'm direct. Firefighter from 111 is with 105. That's Firefighter Batanga, and Lieutenant is on his way down. Command to Howard.
Go ahead.
Third alarm. And have them stage at Guilford Road and Woodscape.
Guilford and Woodscape.
Farm 3, HR, on-call PIO, on-call FI, on-call Battalion Chief, on-call Safety. Prince George's engine 849, Montgomery engine 715, interone engine 273, on-call Deputy Chief to respond, 7005 Woodscape Drive for third alarm, operate on Bravo 6, Bravo 6, 251.
I was just on cruise on Charlie to help with removal. I guess returns to the front for rehab. You do have a third alarm now, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, I'm looking at Charlie this time of phone.
Command to division, Charlie.
Charlie, go ahead.
All right, so you should now have 22, 91, and 61 with you and making a plan for defensive operations.
I have those units with me. Basically, we're just trying to make sense of whatever's going on back here as far as getting stuff out of the way. We have not yet put a plan into action as to how we're going to defensively operate here.
Very well. You have those three units, and you're the Charlie Division.
I also have the units from 7 who are not working. They're taking a blow. And they're well out of the way.
Very well. Get them up here for recycle.
Engine 111, Commander.
111.
Everybody's clear. The hose 105 is pulling out now. I got the Peacock from 5-6 driving 105.
Okay, so you've got 5-6's medic driving 105.
Truck 715, off the air, company 7.
Truck 715 at 254.
DR Chief, Q to command. Do you want me on the scene, or do you want me to go to 105's destination?
You can go to 105's destination.
Horry County?
Correct.
Why that?
Charlie to command.
Go ahead, Charlie.
I transition Charlie up over to Chief 5A. He's going to be coming up with a plan for defensive operations.
Very good. 5A now has Charlie Division. And he has 61, 22, and 91. Charlie, go ahead.
This time we're opening up on those on the chart. Charlie, side.
And water on the fire from the exterior, all right, all crews accounted for.
Charlie, you're opening up. All crews are accounted for, operating from the exterior.
Stand by 1 second. 101, can you charge the green 300 foot? Go ahead, 5-1.
Be advised, 300 is inside the building. It's burned out. It's flowing water somewhere. We also have some visible smoke or critical fire coming out the doorway where we were.
Now, you're no longer inside Charlie, correct?
We're at the garage doors.
Okay. And the operator shut that bad line down. We got 101 charge beside Charlie. Go ahead and deal with that fire from the exterior if you can with another line.
Okay. We're trying to find out which line is that. Who's got what?
Okay, we just charged 101's green line. I think it's a 300 foot to the rear on Charlie. Put water on the fire this time. Go ahead, command. Charlie, go ahead. Just making triple sure we are power on all units prior to a recommencement, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We're going to start over again on a new bar. Position 51, confirming your bar. 5-1, your par. Command to engine 101, officer. Very well. Command to Tower 2. Tower 2, can you handle that?
They want you to have your vehicle now. Also, I need a ground rider to side Charlie right away.
We're going to get an ambulance down here.
Okay, you're 142.
I'm sorry, you're on our station 3.
Well, sir.
Copy, thank you.
Command to Charlie Division. I'm sending you Anne Arundel 21 and Anne Arundel 29. Combined group coming to you with a ladder.
I copy. All units coming to Charlie via rail also. There's a pool within about 20 feet of the house. Be sure not to fall in the pool.
Confirm your bar.
71, 4 truck 7.
4 truck 7. 4 truck 7. Command is direct on truck 7, Fire Command to Tower 10, Tower 10. Tower 10, are you far and out?
Out on time, Delta VM.
Very good. Command to engine 111. Engine 111, far.
Engine 111.
Engine 111 is your group R.
That's correct. It's myself and Alpha Zero. My paramedic went on 105. My firefighter went on 105.
Very good. And the firefighter was Batanga. Batanga went 105.
That's correct. Batanga and Goodwin are gone.
I'm on the air available if needed.
Thanks, sir. I'm at 3-1.
Tower, confirming that ambulance 5-6 and 105 are my only two EMS units. If that's correct, give me a third.
You should have 115 there also.
Hey, I've already committed 115 also. Give me an additional transport unit.
Correct.
Keep calling. Go ahead.
Firefighter
Taylor twisted his ankle. I'm right there. EMS right here.
He can't
put his weight on it. Where's he located,
device command?
All is well. Right. Engine 5-1. Charlie, Commander, you direct. Another injured.
Commander Charlie, was that a volunteer firefighter from Engine 51?
That's correct.
Firefighter Taylor twisted an ankle. Apparently, he said he wanted to retain you while near Engine 5-1. Please do a mess.
Very well.
Update, ground Charlie's opened up my windows, all access from outside, no firefighters in the structure, putting water on the fire that we can see.
5-1 command. Firefighter Taylor's being helped to drive Alpha.
Very well, 51. Taylor's being helped to side Alpha. And I believe the other injured firefighter, Tower 2, can you make a connection between Taylor and Blankenship, get them both in the same spot, receiving care?
Tower 2's okay.
I have Blankenship with me at my buggy. Suggest maybe get second safety officer with.
I'm not about 24.
You advise units from the third alarm are in staging, and you have another incident operating on Charlie.
That's right. We can monitor Bravo 6, but they're direct.
Very well. Have those units report to the Alpha side and go on deck. They can report the first arriving, can report to me and tell me who they've got.
Okay.
Here in the car place, if someone replaced assistant living, visible smoke, operate Charlie 1 at 306.
Charlie, go ahead.
Be switching out the crews from Company 2 to Company 6 with Power 3 and 91. And one of those crew will remain on deck on side Charlie, monitoring the ladders on the third line for backup. Stay exterior operation.
Who's advised on Charlie 1 that they don't have anything at the healthcare facility? Pull a fourth alarm. We're going to need it for refresh manpower for chasing this fire through destruction.
Charlie, I'm direct. You're chasing and you're going to need additional resources.
Is that correct?
All crews, still exterior. Bailing water through windows.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Just FYI, all station 7 is full, and the driver off of 5-6 are far to the rear side, Charlie. We have.
Okay, I want them to form back up off of Chief Bean. He's out here on the Alpha side. I want 7 units to report to him.
That's right. Why don't you be with me now? We'll follow up.
I will operate.
You still have about 15,000 to 20,000 in the pool. Hydro pumps in the shallow end. We're going to need one or two people without turnout gear to proceed around and lower the pump in about 15 minutes with PFDs. Okay.
Charlie,
to copy in 10 to 15 minutes to meet two willing personnel without turnout gear with PFDs to lower the hydro pump further into the deep end of the pool.
Direct. Command to engine 111. Engine 111.
Engine 111.
Are you in a position that you could handle that for 51, you and your operator?
No, Fred. We'll make our way to San Charlie.
Command, go ahead.
Confirming you want a fourth alarm started once Charlie 1 is over, and also you have 6-5 en route. Do you need any more additional ambulances?
No. Have 65 positioned themselves at Woodscape and Guilford, where they can transport if need be, and have their crew report to Amos 5-6's location, and they'll report to Tower 2, who has the medical group right now. Howard, that is correct. When you have the units for a fourth alarm assignment, go ahead and give them to me.
Yes.
Five one operator. Just confirmed. Do they have a sustained line yet? Supply line from Guilford Road.
I have a hydro pump in the swimming pool that an established water source for my engine.
Okay, Charlie Command. Is there anyone out there that can sustain a permanent supply line from the municipal hydrant on Guilford to engine 5-1?
Commander Charlie, I thought we had that established. I'll get a unit working on that.
Okay, we're still good for a half an hour or so off the swimming pool. Also, when we have available personnel and need more portable lights to side Charlie, we'll evaluate the floor from the outside.
One living operator to command. We have had a water supply established from the Gopher Grade.
Engine 111, I'm direct that you have had a water supply established from Gopher Grade, and just confirm that that water supply is supplying engine 101 through engine 71.
I believe that is correct, Chief. I am connected to 71. I'm not sure who they supplied, but 101 is probably the engine.
Howard engine. Everyone has the 31 transferring to Howard Station 10.
Everyone
has the 31 and truck 31, Station 10.
I was not calling, but I do have a request. We're going to need some air bottles aside, Charlie. We have some personnel to switch out.
Do you have an on-call battalion chief? And if so, who is it?
There are no bottles at this point.
Charlie's direct. 22 is coming in.
You're ready, command.
Howard, go ahead.
You have Air Unit 17 and MAV 13, Level 1 staging on Guilford, if you want them to come in.
To Battalion 2, Chief Bean. To the NAB.
Go ahead, come in.
Go ahead.
LT, I'd like you to just hold your position there at Woodscape and Guilford. Come on back, and I want you to locate and make connection with Chief Bean, who was Battalion 2, Chief Bean. And we're going to use the MAV as a staging location for a number of crews.
Yes, 13, sir. Do you need the air unit to respond to that?
To SOBC 10.
Charlie Division. Charlie Division. Unit 127 is coming to you with lights.
I know it's asking a lot. Is there any way we can get another hand line to the rear of the structure for the lower level? Exterior attack.
That's good.
The fire is progressing on the lower level, so what would be your delta side?
Charlie Division, sending you PG-10. PG-10's coming to you with a line.
Okay, they're coming to the side, Charlie. Lower sliding door that's open. Do not enter the structure. There are water through the door. And crews operating above them off of the deck on side, Charlie.
Command is direct. Command to Charlie Division, confirming that you have 61, 22, and 91 all operating back there on the exterior, and you have 27 from Anne Arundel, and now I'm sending you PG-10. So you've got five companies back there with you, correct?
Also, Tower 3's group.
About. Okay, is there another working incident on Charlie 1?
It's a mistake in system holdings.
Okay.
That's
the wrap up. If we need to get them up over the peak of the roof, do not charge it at this time, but make sure they have a supply line established. We're probably going to need them on the side, Charlie, Bravo side, shortly.
Is positioned on the Alpha Bravo corner, and they're going to be able to perform aerial ops as necessary.
That's right. There they got a line feeding us. Just waiting for it to be charged.
Five, one operator.
Just to let you know, they were successful in moving the hydro pump deeper. You probably got a good half an hour of water.
Okay, I've got two lines working off of my engine right now. I got a 300 with located through the rear of the structure, and I got a 200 here where I'm at.
Okay, did we get a line for G6 to East Crew on that Charlie Bravo corner where?
He has one, and I believe he brought it from the Delta side.
EMS 1's in Howard County, General.
Division.
Charlie, go ahead.
Thanks, Charlie. We are going to take a tactical pause. We're going to be transitioning command. At this point, I'm leaving you and the Alpha Division, which is Chief 6B. You two coordinate between the two of you, and as soon as we reestablish, we'll make contact again. You all right?
I'm correct. We're okay to continue bailing water, correct?
Yes, continue your operation. It's just we are transitioning command. We just need a few minutes, and you and 6B, you have all units deployed on the exterior and continue to commit to a defensive strategy.
That's correct this time. Also, for your transition, C2 is standing by acting as Rick on the side, Charlie.
Operator.
Do you have the availability to support any additional hand lines? That's correct. Command transitions, I'm going to request another hand line from you to side Charlie Bravo. The SG-6B already has one around there, but I don't see water flowing in from that side yet.
Go ahead.
Emergency identifier from engine 22, be portable.
Command engine 22, advise. Command engine 22.
Engine 22, report on controlling firefighters listening. His radio is not active.
Can he reset the portable? And communications can advise that they have a reset. But you're advising your tower 2, or correction, 22B portable is okay.
That's right, 22 Bravo, standing next to me. His portable is turned off.
Tower, do you have a reset?
That's negative.
Operator, you're advising your reset. Power advised.
Okay, no reset, and that was portable C. Still haven't had portable B keyed up at all.
2-2 to command. Portable power is, it should be in the engine. But that means from the last second. I don't know where it is.
K 22 confirm you only had a crew of three, you and your firefighter together, and your operator has advised.
That's correct, Chief. And my firefighter has the grabber portable. The charlie portable was in the engine. I don't know where it is.
Command to Tower 2. Tower 2. Command that anybody on the fire ground operating portable 22 B Bravo advise your status.
Located.
Check, sir.
I am 2 to command. Any chance that somebody who's on the transport unit?
Howard, confirming you're still receiving.
That's correct. It has not been reset. I received it the one time. I can call a hospital if you'd like.
Very well. And check with any other units from Station 2 that you have on the air on other incidents or in quarters, not on this fire ground.
Correct.